From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. Demand for quality childcare in our state is reaching a critical level. That, according to the Child Care Gap Assessment. In fact, what the latest assessment says is there are close to 75,000 Idaho children in need of childcare, but our state only has about 55,000 slots. So that's a deficit of close to 20,000. Now, one solution to this problem, train people to become qualified childcare providers. So joining us today to talk more about this is Darcy Heath. She is the new supply senior manager at Wonder School. Darcy, nice to have you with us.
Good morning, Gemma. It's great to be here.
So Darcy, can we start a conversation by you just telling us about your organization, Wonder School? What is it?
Yes, thanks for asking. Wonder School's mission is to ensure that every child has access to quality early care within 5 minutes of their home. And we help to accomplish this by providing a variety of supports to childcare providers, including a suite of technology tools to help them run their business. Those tools include a website for marketing their programs, automated billing, revenue and expense tracking, parent communication, and much more. But additionally, we also provide individualized training and support to help providers open and operate profitable and sustainable childcare programs from their homes.
So can we talk about those numbers I threw out there at the beginning of this conversation and really this true lack of childcare? Because Darcy, I would assume this has a massive impact on families as a whole.
It does. It not only has a massive impact on families, it has a massive impact on the economy in Idaho. Mm-hmm. If families are unable to access childcare, they're unable to work. And so by increasing childcare capacity, not only are we supporting families and children, but also the Idaho economy as a whole.
And with that, I mean, I think back to when my children were in childcare. And I have a almost 16-year-old and a 12-year-old. So we're going back a ways. But with that said, it was difficult to find good quality childcare, even here in Boise. And then, you know, then there are wait lists and things like that. And it's a very, I think, strenuous process to find good childcare. And I can't tell you, even with my oldest, how many places were not accepting babies at the time, right? And then it was like, well, we're not accepting toddlers, or we don't have childcare options until they're potty trained. And you know, you feel like every door is almost being shut. Has that shifted at all over the last, you know, 15 or so years?
No, Gemma, it hasn't shifted. And in fact, after COVID, we're hearing that things are even worse. Many childcare programs closed during COVID and haven't reopened. I talk to centers and programs all the time that tell me about their waiting lists. I talk to families who start searching for childcare when they're expecting and are still on waiting lists when their children are born. One of the benefits to starting in-home childcare programs is that they're much easier to get open and operating. And for families, it allows for what we call continuity of care. The same childcare provider is caring for that child from the time they start childcare until they go to school. So families aren't searching when their child turns to be a toddler or searching at the preschool time, but instead they have that continuous care for the entire early childhood of the children and their family.
So let's talk about this partnership that Wonder School has with Idaho's Workforce Development Council. You've actually partnered together and you're launching what's called Wonder School Academy. So first, talk to us about the partnership and then this new program.
Yes, I would love to chat about our partnerships in Idaho. We do have a partnership with the Idaho Workforce Development Council to offer Wonder School Academy to both prospective childcare providers, those who are interested in opening new small childcare programs, as well as those who have existing small childcare programs who would like to expand their program to have more children. And currently, the Idaho Workforce Development Council is offering a grant to help offset the cost of both opening and expanding these small childcares. And so we work with those potential providers or existing providers to navigate the grant process so they can receive that funding. But we also talk with them about business practices and what are those important pieces that they need to know in order not only to open their business, but to operate it at a profitable and sustainable level. Additionally, we also have a partnership with Idaho AEYC to offer our suite of technology tools to all childcare providers in the state of Idaho at no cost, regardless of whether they are a small childcare program or a large center.
Well, and Darcy, how important is it though that, I mean, to remember that there are, you know, anyone can, I think, so many people can have love and affection and care for a child, but child care at this level, it's a lot more nuanced than that. So how important is it for maybe people who are thinking of opening a child care a program to understand maybe all of the steps involved? Because as you just said, right, there's billing, there's, you know, budgets. I mean, there's a lot that goes into this.
There is so much that goes into opening and operating a childcare program. And what I often hear from childcare providers is that they got into this business because they love children and they want to provide quality care to young children. But perhaps they're not as adept at the business pieces of it.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping good records, having their tax information ready to go at tax time, finding ways to save money, utilizing tools such as automated billing to ensure full collection of tuition and fees. So having that navigational support that our Wonder School program managers offer them to be able to answer any questions that they have and give them one point of contact. The state of Idaho has so many different programs available to childcare providers, but if you don't know about them, it's really hard to access them. And so we provide just a lot of that navigational support and connection to other existing resources that can help them run their businesses and also access grants and funding and training mm-hmm. and all of those things that help them to have a sustainable and quality program.
And as you mentioned, I want to go back to what you said with this partnership with the Idaho Workforce Development Council for the Wonder School Academy, is that there are grants available. So how exactly would someone go about getting that type of grant money? And you said it's for existing facilities as well?
Yes. Yeah, so right now, the Idaho Workforce Development Council is offering a grant that is specific for small childcare businesses. Those are ones who don't tend to have as much access to funding as large centers do. And they can find out more information on this grant at the Idaho Workforce Development Council or on our Wonder School landing page, which we can get you the link for. And it really starts by just reaching out to our program manager, and we can share with them information about what qualifies them for the grant, how much funding they can receive, and then what the grant requirements are. Typically, they have a year to plan their opening or expansion, and then there's a reporting period of 2 years. Wonder School is going to be with them the whole time, helping them not only get the grant submitted, but also get their program up and running and make sure that their record keeping and grant reporting is on time and that they're meeting all of the requirements for it.
Mm. So before I let you go, Darcy, how many providers would you say that we ultimately need to see here in Idaho to at least start narrowing this gap?
In order to narrow the gap, there's going to have to be a lot of providers because one of the things is where the providers are. So Idaho is a very large state and very rural, and many of the childcare deserts are found in those rural areas. So it's important to really build capacity and open childcare programs across the state. But as we think about 20,000 children, and you know, even if a program were to hold 10 children, that's thousands of programs that would mm-hmm. need to be opened.
I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking with us about this today and bringing attention to it. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Gemma. It's always a pleasure.
We've been talking with Darcy Heath. She is the new supply senior manager at Wonder School, discussing a critical need for childcare in Idaho and a new partnership between Idaho's Workforce Development Council and Wonder School. We'll make sure we put links on our website if you have interest in the Wonder School Academy. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.